Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
Good morning and happy Saturday. I'm so excited to be here. It's always great to wake up with my morning tea with Spirit Talk Radio. And our guest this morning is Angel Clark, who's an intuitive reader and healer here in the Bay Area. She's the founder of Energetic Therapeutics. And I want to give you an opportunity to say good morning to Angel. Good morning. We got the double, we got Angel squared on this morning. Good morning, Angel.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing really great. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you.
So I was perusing through your website as I was preparing for the show, and really was very fascinated by how you, you're a healer and you're a reader, but you have this combination of this very interesting, more clinical therapeutic process along with the kind of more intuitive metaphysical process. But I wanted you to talk to me about a little bit about how that gestated for you, because it's really fascinating to me.
Okay, sure. Well, I've always been intuitive and growing up, but I didn't really know what that was because I didn't have a family that understood that. So as I got older, I realized I wanted to do medicine or alternative medicine, and I started doing massage therapy, and then I went into acupuncture. And the whole time, I was also very interested in the energetic aspect. But
okay.
I didn't quite know how to name it or what that was, and I eventually, what was happening in my healing practice when I was first starting out, I would take on people's illnesses. So I was taking on headaches, and it got to the point where it was so bad I didn't think I'd be able to continue as a healer. So what I did was I started searching for answers on how to stop taking on people's illnesses. And it led me to Chinese medical Qigong, which helped a little bit, but not enough. And eventually I started moving more into meditation classes and visualization, and then eventually going into studying clairvoyance and healing.
Wow.
On that level. And that's how I ended up. I went to acupuncture school, and I went through a clairvoyant training program, in fact, which was really intense, but I needed to do it. And then when I got out and I got my acupuncture license, I started doing acupuncture, but then I also started doing energy healing at the same time. So
wow.
It's just been a process of merging the two.
Wow, and it's really, it reminded me of kind of a mythical image of kind of an old world shaman that you would go to, and they kind of did a little bit of everything to bring you into a place of healing, body, mind, and spirit. That's kind of what it looked like. Wow, this is really cool. So I go, I get my acupuncture, which with acupuncture, you've got all the wonderful holistic things that go with it. I'm assuming that you also have the herbs and the therapeutics that go with that because you do the Chinese medicine.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That's really super cool.
Herbs,
and
I do herbs. I do aromatherapy. I also do crystal, laying on the crystals. And I also do gems, sometimes flower essences. It just depends. It depends on what the person needs. So each healing session is really catered to the individual person on so many levels.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's very
and
cool.
And so I'm imagining, and correct me if I'm wrong, that, you know, when someone comes into your energy, because, you know, as a reader, you know, we get two types of potential clients. We get those that just want the answer to the question and those that are seeking. And somebody that comes to you and you start a process on them, then do you end up taking a lot of your clients through this whole kind of process of not just readings, but you do, you know, energy work on them, and then maybe you do some acupuncture on them, and then maybe you just do you find yourself kind of being the full access practitioner to your client?
In some ways, for some people, yes. Some people just want answers, right? Just like you said, they want to come in, they want a quick answer, excuse me, and then they want to go. And then they'll come see me again in 3 months or 6 months when they have another question or a problem. And then other people want definitely multiple experience, and they'll either start with energy healing or acupuncture oftentimes. And then eventually they'll find out that I do the other one, and then they want to experience both, because I have sessions that include both. And also, the type of acupuncture I do is not your normal traditional acupuncture. I use traditional acupuncture points, but I do a type of acupuncture called esoteric acupuncture, which to me is not only based on the Chinese meridian system, it's also based on the chakra system and the energy field and aura. And so to me, it just gives people a real amazing spiritual boost and helps them in their spiritual growth. So, yes, some people come in and they want all of it. I mean, and I can't say I'm full. I mean, I'm not going to adjust their bones and, you know, do surgery on them. But they can get a tremendous amount. I know, right? Yeah, that's what Western doctors are for and chiropractors. But they can go into all kinds of different realms, whether it's physical or mental or spiritual or emotional. So it's very cool.
Awesome. So before we get started on some of the other questions that I have here, you have a lot of callers, and I want to give you an opportunity to engage with the people. So I'm going to take a caller here so that you can start talking to some of the listeners who have woke up this morning and dialed in. Good morning. You're on the air with Angel.
Good morning.
Do you have any questions for Angel Clark?
I do. I have a psychic question.
Sure.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
At my job, my boss was let go, and I'm her assistant, and I haven't heard anything yet, and her last day is next Friday, and I'm wondering if that's going to be my last day also, or whatever you say, because they're not replacing her, so I don't know where I'll be going other than out of the company.
Okay, sure. What's your name? I'm sorry. Could you tell me your name, please?
Rose.
Rose. Okay. Yes, thank you. Okay, wonderful. Let me just take a look. Yeah. So I see you releasing, you're definitely releasing a lot of a kind of concern around this and some worry around your work. And I can see the tie that you had with your former boss. What I'm actually seeing is where the company likes you, the people that you work for, they do have good intentions for you. That's what I'm looking at. I see they haven't said anything because they plan on keeping you around. That's what I'm looking at.
Really? Okay. I mean, I
see that they like you. They like your work.
Mm-hmm. So you feel they'll be offering me another position?
It looks like they're going to try to keep you. That from where I'm at right now, of course, things can change, of course, in a week. But from where I see them now, they look like they're trying to figure out where to put you and how to kind of get you into the fold some other way. And it would be great if they would communicate with you more, but they're not. So, but that's what I see them looking at. You. They see you as a good worker. They want to keep you. It looks like they're trying to figure out how they can keep you on. That's what I see.
Well, I will definitely have to know something between by next Friday, so hopefully they will keep me on. I really like it there, so I thank you very much.
Well, it seems, sure, you're welcome. It seems mutual. They like you too.
Thank you for calling in. You have a fantastic morning.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So it's really interesting. I noticed that when giving, you know, readings and answering questions for people, that a lot of times people don't understand that there's more to it than just the answer to the question. You know, this is my question. You know, do you see this coming to pass? And you give them the answer, and they want an absolute. But there's other stuff in play, right? It's like if everything goes this way and you change nothing and nothing else comes into the bowl, this is how the recipe is going to turn out, right? Right?
Exactly.
So how do you approach that when you deal with that? Because that's something that's really present for me when I work with people and as I interview other practitioners and people call in, is that people, you know, most people don't understand that they have other things in play. There's other players on the field and other energies in the field that are happening that can change the path and the direction of any situation, right?
Correct. I absolutely agree. Which is whenever I help someone with a future question, I don't really encourage them usually, but it's okay. And if I do, I usually state, if everything from this point on stays on this particular trajectory, then this is what's going to happen. But be open also for other possibilities, because that's just life. So I just give a little disclaimer that it's, you know, you never know. For sure. You never know for absolute sure. So it just depends on how things go. But you can have a good idea of how things are unfolding. And that's what I try to impart to people.
So what is your favorite kind of thing to do in terms of, you know, you're a Jill of all trades and you've got lots of stuff that you can engage in. You know, I come in, I want to get some work done. What is your passion around why you've taken the journey you've taken?
Why I've taken the journey to do this type of work?
Yeah, because it feels like you, in looking at your path and where you started, like you started in an education with a specific area that's kind of very practical and what most parents are like, yeah, go do that so you can get a job over at the UN and you can do something really awesome.
Exactly.
And then you're like, oh, I want to be a masseuse. I'm like, okay, I want to be a really good masseuse. Okay, wait a minute, this acupuncture thing is kind of cool. Or maybe I should get better at it. This is kind of this interesting path that has you with a long list of credentials. You know, what is it that led that passion, and what do you love to do with all of that stuff?
I love to heal people. That is really what it's about. And so even when I was doing my studies in college, which was international relations, the point was to heal the world, right? And I kept thinking, well, if I could change the world, then that would be awesome. But I realized at the end of the program that was probably going to not happen. And so I started to shift my focus from a global view to a one-on-one view. And it also fit me better. Working one-on-one with people is where I excel versus, say, working a large group. So it's just something I'm also more comfortable with. I'm quite, you know, more on the introverted side. And so it spoke to me that I could start to help people shift and change one by one, one at a time, and just help encourage people to grow and evolve. And then they could go out into the world and make changes that is their passion or their strength or their talent. So I'm here to support people in changing, well, our humanity or our world for the better. Yeah.
That's really super. I'm going to let you take another call because you are lighting up my phone, but I want to make sure everybody gets an opportunity to connect with you. Good morning. You're on the air with Angel Clark.
Thank you.
Good morning. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
There you go. You're on the air with Angel Clark.
Hi there.
Hello.
My name is Holly. I just wanted to ask
Holly.
If you see a new man coming up soon.
You're asking if I see a new man coming?
Yeah.
Into your life?
Yes.
Okay, sure. Let's take a look. Well, Holly, I see you really open to the possibility of a new person coming into your life. You can see that there's other people, there's people who are picking up on that opening and that vibration.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like there's a few people lit up around that, like, ooh, there's Holly. That might be interesting, even if they don't know you. And I do see potentials coming towards you.
Okay.
It looks like if I look at first, it looks like there may be a few that might be more short term or possibilities. And it looks like in a few months, you'd be more likely to find someone who you would be in a more long-term relationship with. So what's coming up is around 2 to 3 months from now, somewhere between 2 to 3 months and up to 6 months. And it looks like then you'll be more solid on who you would like to be in a relationship with.
Okay.
And you'll have weeded out the ones that you don't like, and that's and then you'll start to be in a more committed relationship.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you.
Does that sound great? Okay, good.
Yeah.
Just keep on giving those positive vibes out.
Really, really, really great. Thank you for calling. You have a good morning. That sounds really good. So I have to ask you.
Thank you.
You know, when you're working with people, you know, you say you are clairvoyant. How do you actually, you know, get the message? What are you checking into in terms of you? Somebody asks you a question. What are you checking into to get their answer for them?
Right. Well, I am using my clairvoyance, so I'm going into either my sixth chakra. Sometimes I'm going into my seventh chakra, which is the crown chakra. That's where you just know things. I'm also using my fifth chakra sometimes with the clairaudience, which is hearing. Sometimes I hear things or I'll see words. And then I also can go a little bit out of body and work on a level above my eighth chakra. So I'm using all these different.
Well, wow.
I mean, we have that ability. Every person has that ability to
right.
use their own clairvoyance. Yeah. So
That's amazing.
Most of the guides I use are healing guides. I don't necessarily use them for information.
Okay. That's really cool. And if someone was to want to work with you, I'm assuming that you also do work on the phone, not necessarily just in your offices. You work with people all over the planet, correct?
Correct, I do.
Okay, how if somebody wanted to reach out to you, how would they reach out to you and give you an opportunity to have an overtly blatant commercial here?
Sure. So I have a website. It's energetictherapeutics.com. So it's has an S at the end, energetictherapeutics.com, and that's where you can look at all the things I do. I have specials, I have news, I have explanations around the energy medicine that I do, also all the Chinese medicine, the acupuncture, the esoteric acupuncture, and then I have a little bit of a blog. And you can all schedule from my website and look at, you know, just look at all the services I provide and schedule there. And I also have a phone number, 415-710-4833, that you can call and or text. Texting is always better. And talk to me there as well.
Very
I like
well.
Texting. I like texting and emails.
You're a text. You're a texter. Well,
I'm
very
a texter.
Well. very well promoted. You put all your information out there. That was perfect. So I'm going to let you sit, talk to another caller. Good morning. You're on the air with Angel Clark.
Oh, hello.
Good morning. I need you to turn your radio down just a little bit in the background.
Yeah.
I think we're getting a little background.
I'm actually in my car, so I'm going to pull over.
No, you got to pull over. So you're about to get some information. You got to be able to focus here. Yeah.
Hi. All righty. Should be quieter now.
Perfect.
All right.
Hello.
Perfect. Hi. My name is Allison, and I'm calling to say hi. I'm wondering what you feel around getting us. I have a lot of big decisions that I need to make in the next month, some really life-impactful decisions. I'm wondering one of the possible outcomes would be getting a second job in my local area. I'm just wondering what you feel around that, in particular a position that interests me have not been brought in for an interview yet, just have passed through the pre-screening. They are just taking their sweet time or if they've already, you know, decided on someone else yet. So
okay,
just
wondering I'll take a look.
It's at a newspaper, if that helps.
Mm-hmm. It looks like a little bit bureaucratic in this organization.
Yeah, it's a large company, and they have a lot of, they have a lot of paperwork and all that crap.
Right. And I just want to confirm, your name is Allison, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, great. Awesome. Well, I'm seeing that, yes, it is. It seems to be a big conglomerate or bureaucratic energy in the company that you're looking at. And I'm just going to tell you, it doesn't look like a great fit for you from your end. It looks like you have a nice light, kind of a lighter vibration, and the vibration in this company is a bit heavy. And, you know, again, anything can change, but what I'm saying is it would be a challenge for you to work there, and it seems like their communication is very slow there, and their decision-making process is very slow because it just seems like a lot of people have to be involved, and like you said, there's a lot of paperwork, and might they hire you? If they did, it would be, it looks like way down the line. It looks like they're looking either more internally or maybe from, there's some other people that they're looking at right now that they seem to be more interested in, who also have a more of a matching vibration, and it's a slower, kind of darker vibration, and yours is very light. I see you kind of, you know, like sunshine, and they're kind of like, you know, a cloudy, stormy day. So it looks like even though there'd be stability, that on a spiritual level, you would have a hard time there. Even if you want, you know, although I get on a practical level, it would be what you think would be a good position for you at this point. But I don't see anything happening anytime soon. It would look like 6 months out, maybe something might shift or change, or even 8 months out. If you wanted to try to keep working or applying for a job there, that might be something that might happen down the line.
Oh, well, this the position is already vacant. The person who was in that position has already left. And so for them,
right.
And it's a primary position. It's a very critical position, as a matter of fact. And so for sure they will not wait. I mean, there's no way they will do wait. They can't afford it to wait 6 to 8 months. So this is something
right.
that they will be, they're just moving slower. They're moving in their typical slow way, but they will have somebody. My feeling my gut and knowing the business, knowing their situation, knowing the nature of their, because this is a career position for me. This is mm-hmm. it's a part-time position, but it's within my career field, and so it would be. So I have mm-hmm. a lot of inside experience in a manner of speaking. They will feel within the next couple of weeks that they had just better get somebody in that seat now, and that they just can't drag right. their butts anymore. So that's what I would say. It's already been vacant too long, but 2 weeks they're going to say, okay, we'll just make a phone call. We'll just see if this person's available and get them started right away. That's what's going to happen. I know it. It definitely will not be a 6 to 8 month wait for them because they just don't have the resources, human resources.
So 6 to 8 months.
Uh-huh.
Correct. 6 to 8 months might be maybe another position, or maybe this position might become available again, is what I'm saying. It looks like they probably are going to go with someone else initially. But I actually see there's other positions out there for you that are beckoning you. And I can see like 2 to 3 streams of energy saying, hey, hello, how about us over here? So it might be good for you, if you're open to that, to start broadening your search a little and looking at some other opportunities.
My search is as broad as the United States of America continent, the North American continent. I want to get back into my career. This is a career position. This is something I want.
Mm-hmm.
This is something I need for my life. This is something I need for my life purpose as well. This is something I need for my money. So this is a very good opportunity for me.
My suggestion for you is to go ahead and follow up with this company and to let them know that you're really interested. That's the best thing I can tell you at this point. Yeah.
Okay.
Good luck with your career and your job search.
Yeah.
Take care.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling in.
Bye.
Okay,
thank
bye-bye.
You.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
So one of the things that's hard as a practitioner I get is getting the information that people are looking for and managing it when the expectations of what you're getting versus what they want to hear. Do you find that you run into that often or from time to time? And how is that for you?
Time to time. I mean, it's interesting because, people who come to me often, have worked through many, many issues already oftentimes, or they're just very open, and that's why they're coming to me in a way. So I do run into it. I try to be as gentle as possible and say the words that they'll understand and that they'll respond to, and using as gentle as a voice and as soft as words as possible is really the best way to do it. I don't know how else to get that across, because it can be disappointing for people, for sure. So I just try to say it as softly as possible, but yet with firmness. That's my motto. How about you? What do you do?
What do I do? So similarly, I'm pretty much known mm-hmm. as a very direct and to the point practitioner, and I really want people to get to the next level. I'm really interested in helping people reach whatever their destiny is, or whatever their purpose, whatever it is that they resonate with, and helping them see that you can't get there if you continue to focus on this thing in this way is sometimes the conversation. But I get that you want this guy, but I don't think that this is happening now. I get that you want this position, but what I'm saying is I'm not seeing it today. And so you're actually missing
mm-hmm.
the potential of the other opportunities coming to you because you're focused so hard on this. And it can be difficult sometimes.
Right.
I've had people get angry with me and then come back 6-7 months later going, oh my
mm-hmm.
God, you're so right. You were so right. It's hard sometimes. It can be difficult.
Yeah, I agree. And just to let you know, one of the things that I believe works for me is because I not only do readings for people, almost always I also include healing. And so if we run into a space like this, so in a session, in my office, I will normally say, okay, let's focus on this in the healing and then see where we're at. And usually what happens is when I do the energy healing, it moves the energy of where they're stuck in that mode, and then they can start to move through that, and that usually shifts their outlook on things. So
okay.
The healing can be really, to me, an important aspect of helping them move beyond. Yeah, so that's another part of the sessions is the healing is, to me, extremely important on helping people move through the energy of just the part of the clairvoyant reading.
Wow, that's really cool. That's really important, too. I'm going to take another caller here for you. Good morning. You're on the air with
sure.
Agent Clark. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you there? Okay, so I think we lost that person, so I'm going to take the next
okay.
caller. Here we go. Good morning. You're on the air with Angel Clark.
Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Doing wonderful. How are you? Thank you.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you for your show. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. What can Angel answer for you today?
Yes. Hi, Angel. My question is
Hello.
In regards to... Hi. My question is in regards to a friend that I've taken some time away for myself in regards to him. And I noticed that when I'm getting into a sleep, that he comes through.
Okay.
It's not a dream. It's not a dream state, but I feel like he wants me to see him. Like he's saying, I'm
okay.
here. Don't ignore me. And I want to know what if I'm off course or is it something else? But I know that there are times where he would just pop. He's like right in my face, and I see him on a daily basis. But I'm just. Feel that I just need to take some time and just kind of back up a little bit and kind of assess the friendship. But I notice it now that
right.
he's like in my face. I don't know if I'm in a dream state. I'm conscious and I see him.
Mm-hmm.
And I want
right.
to know what that's
okay.
about.
Sure. And can I have your name, please?
My name's Annette.
Annette?
Yes.
Okay, great. Hi, Annette. Let me
Hi.
Take a look at this. He has a very large energy, and I see it in some ways it can overtake your energy field, your space.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see where you're trying to, it's great that you're trying to take a step back so that you can reevaluate your relationship
mm-hmm.
with him.
Yeah.
Because his energy can get really, really strongly overpowering in your space. So,
yeah.
And he seems to have, a different understanding around boundaries around on that level.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's also, there's a control, even though he may not intentionally necessarily want to control you, in the fact that it's in your space so much, it has a controlling aspect.
Yeah.
And so
mm-hmm.
he wants you to heal him in a way. He wants your help or
oh.
assistance or just friendship
yeah.
or, it's just
yeah.
he wants your energy.
Yeah.
And so it's, you want to try to make more separation. I mean, and that's, it's going to be hard because you see so much in your space, but you can do it. And part of it is the physical boundary that you're creating is very important to keep.
Yeah.
And one of the things I'm going to suggest to you is to start to really, you're going to have to be strong in your mind and keep confirming these kinds of thoughts, which is, I want you to get out of my space. You don't belong in my space. You know, you need to move out of my energy field. So whenever you see him, you want to tell him in your mind, you want to tell him to leave. Now, you don't have to say that to him physically out, you know, in the world, but you want to tell him on an energetic level, I want you out of my space. And this is my space because you are the owner of your energy field. He doesn't have a right to be there unless you agree to it. So you are in disagreement to it. So you have to tell him to go, and he has to listen to you. Yeah, that's universal law.
Yes, because he's not. I understand with the energy because he's the type of person where. And I'm not saying that he's a bad individual. He isn't. But I've started to become very conscious that whenever he's around me, he zaps my energy because everything is about him and the drama of him and what's going on with him. And he takes my energy and I become exhausted to the point where I can't wait to get home to get some sleep because I'm drained by him, just drained.
Yeah.
Because the relationship is not equal. It's not balanced. It's not a give and take. It's more of a take. So I'm like, I've got to block this. I've got to.
Yeah.
And I notice that my energy is starting to come back. It's starting to come back.
Yes. So the more you can create the boundaries on a physical and mental, spiritual, and emotional level, the better off you're going to be. And so you're on the right path. Just keep doing it. I totally agree. He's not a bad person at all. He just has a neediness in him, and that's the issue, and that's what you have to protect yourself against.
I mean, charming
because
in the beginning
you're number one.
Yes, and I'm learning that, and I learned that through him. I learned that through him. You know, just by interacting with him, the light bulb went off. I'm like, I can't physically do this because it's not a balanced relationship. It's like you come, you drain, and then you disappear, and then you'll come back again. You're still up again. It's like a cycle. I'm like, I've got to stop this. I've got to stop this because it's draining me to the point where I don't have energy for myself. And he's not liking it.
Right.
He is not. He is pissed that I'm just not giving him that attention anymore. Pissed.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about the word.
People get very angry when you withdraw your healing energy or you don't allow them into your space. But you know what? I'm going to tell you this, and this is that what you're doing is actually best for both of you. So you want to believe that because he's not relying on himself to take care of his own needs and his own healing.
Yes.
And so if he's trying to get it from you, it actually harms him in the long run. It might make him feel better in the short run, but in the long run, it harms him, and it's obviously harming you. So it's actually the highest good for you to create the boundary, even though he may not understand that. It's okay because you know what you're doing is best.
Yes, because he
sees
that
sounds really powerful. Really, really powerful message. That's really, really great.
Yeah.
That's really great.
And someday he will wake up and it's really not my issue or my problem, but this is the first time that I have ever taken a stand on anything like this. And I've always felt guilty that I needed to be around because I'm a healer and I'm supposed to heal people. And, you know, this is what I'm supposed to do, but who takes care of the healer? What happens
when
you
good question.
Healing, don't have the energy to heal?
It sounds like you and Angel Park should connect. How would she be able to get in touch with you again if she wanted to take some assistance in working through this so that she can kind of get to the next level in this relationship?
Absolutely. So you can check out my website, energetictherapeutics.com. And
okay.
My office is in San Francisco, but I can do distance healings and, you know, and do talks and healings with anyone, anywhere. So, and a healing, some healing would be good for you, you know, definitely.
Yeah.
Just some assistance
yeah.
and help to help you fortify yourself
mm-hmm.
against this whole situation. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I wish
yeah,
you the best of
great.
Luck.
Yes.
Thank you
for calling in.
I appreciate
you have a fantastic
day. You're welcome.
Day. Okay, bye-bye.
And both of you, many blessings to you both. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Really super cool. I'm going to take another caller for you here, Angel. And we've seen the fun technology things going on here in the background. Good morning. You're on the air with Angel Clark.
Okay. Good morning. This is Nancy. Hi.
Good morning, Nancy. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm retired, but I'm very attracted to getting into the field of energy healing now, and I'm kind of in a discovery mode, I guess, where I am trying out different modalities and seeing what I resonate with. And right now, I'm very attracted to shamanic and ancestral healing, but I was just curious if I will find the clarity to, you know, find the modality that I will be working with.
Okay, sure. We'll take a look at that.
Okay.
Your energy is a very bright color, and I see you full of enthusiasm for this journey, because I see it as a bit of a journey. I don't see it as a really long journey necessarily, but you are you're working through, actually, I see you're working through a lot of past life energy as well, as you start to find what you would call your niche, I suppose.
Yeah.
You've been energy healer in the past, in past lives. You're actually showing me, you know, different types of healers. You've been many different types of healers, you know, ranging from a shaman to a medicine person to you know, more of a more practical, physical body healer in the past. And I see what you're actually doing, which is similar in some ways to something that I eventually ended up doing, which is you're moving through a bunch of different types of healings and learning how these different modes work. And you're wanting to synthesize them and then do your version of
mm-hmm.
healing. And so that's the path that I actually see you on. So there are a few, you know, at least a few more different types of healings that you want to explore. And then you're going to start practicing these things and then eventually come to do your own, you know, your version, Nancy's version of healing, utilizing different components. Of different modalities, and because that's you've evolved to be able to do that. So it looks really good, and you're going to help a lot of people. You already are helping a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, I know. In July, I'm going to start some remote healing. You know, where we have clients
mm-hmm.
that we have over the internet, and we practice. You know, which is visualization, of
mm-hmm.
course, and. Like I said, I remember, I actually had out-of-body experiences, you know, throughout my life where, you know, I've gone to different realms and gotten some information. And I do remember certain times when I was a healer. So I like to bring back some of those
mm-hmm.
bits or talents or whatever you would call them to present day and see
mm-hmm.
if I can utilize them.
Right, and this process that you're in is really just helping you activate memories. All of that information is still within you. You have it within you. It's just as you go to this, or you practice this one, or you do the remote healings, or you do the shamanic, you're basically reactivating these memories that are already within your energy field and within your energy body. And so it's all there for you, actually. So it looks great. And so the education or the practice of it is helping you remember what you already know. And then, of course, you learn some new things as well along the way.
Right.
It looks really good.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Really good. Wonderful. Thanks. Thank you for calling, and have
great.
A wonderful
thank you so
morning.
Much. Thank you.
You too.
Okay, good morning. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Nancy. Goodbye.
And you have like 15 minutes left and several callers. Okay. I have a question for you, and then I'm going to move on to the next caller. And the question I have for you, you talked about the space that people are in. What do you feel we need to focus on as a community around this whole healing process? Because it feels like we're very fragmented right now and distracted and kind of in a darker space than we would normally be in. What are your thoughts about that?
Correct. You mean the healing community?
So, no,
general?
The community overall, the community in general, where we live, how we
community
are.
Community overall. Okay. Right.
Yes.
That's a big question.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would say, again, I mean, I would like to say that there's an external answer for this, you know, an outside answer. If we just did this outside of ourselves, then that's going to solve it. Or if we had this change outside of ourselves, this would solve it. But it really is an internal question and an internal answer. It's really about our own self-growth. And so it's about encouraging people to look within themselves and grow and mature and evolve individually. And then, of course, then you can communicate as in a community in a even more evolved way. And then from that place, create, you know, whatever, the external structure. But, I do see how our society is not taught to focus on that. Our communities are not focused on the external. But that usually just leads us away from ourselves, you know. It can help maybe in the short term, but it doesn't give us that long-term growth and vision that we're actually really needing as a people. So my recommendation is to focus on your own growth, spiritual growth. That's the place
everybody,
to start. Mm-hmm.
Everybody focus on their individual process. And
well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. I like it. So I'm having a little bit of a technical issue here with being able to pull on the next caller. So you're gonna have to give me
a
second here to let the system do something.
Yeah.
Here we go. Okay, there we go. We're all good now. The system was locked there.
Okay.
Good morning. Good morning. You're on the air with Angel Clark.
Good morning, Angel and Angel.
Angel squared.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. This is Valerie, and I'd like to know if you see a job in my field that I would like coming up soon, and will it be part-time?
Okay. I'm sorry, your name again is Valerie? Is that what you said?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Let me take a look at that. A part-time job in your field.
Or whatever you see coming up in my field.
Yeah, I see, you know what's coming up? Do you have a full-time job already, or are you looking for a full-time job?
I wasn't looking for a full-time job, but that's what's coming up mostly that I'm looking at now.
Yeah, I keep seeing a full-time. So part-time isn't coming up, but full-time jobs are. Yeah.
Okay.
And I can see where you're not quite sure about that. You're turned towards the, you know, as I look at you on a visual level, you're turned towards the part-time jobs, but that doesn't seem to be working or coming towards you. But what looks really bright and light are full-time jobs. And so what would be helpful is for you to consider those at this point, at least. And maybe that's something you can change later.
Right. Well, that's, I've come to that conclusion that I'm probably going to have to take a full-time, not have to take it, but
mm-hmm.
it's because I want to be busy doing something, but I really didn't want full-time.
Mm-hmm.
Money is not an issue, but at the same time, I want to be,
mm-hmm.
you know, out there. So do you see that it would be close to where I live now? Because I'm looking at a position now that's like 15,
mm-hmm.
20 minutes from where I am, and it's full-time.
Mm-hmm. So are you looking? So there's this one. You want me to look at that position right now?
Yeah,
I will look at that. That looks good. Yeah, it looks good.
Oh,
it looks
wow.
like it's coming up as a positive, and it's full time. Yeah, the part time it does not. I'm not looking at the reasons why, but for whatever reason, the part-time is really not what on an energetic level, it's saying no. So
right.
it's really looking for you to take something full-time, at least for now. I mean, again,
okay.
that's something that maybe can shift in the future. You can start to try to shift that around. But right,
right.
now, it looks like full-time is going to be your best bet.
And when do you see that happening? Is it, like, I'm thinking next month.
Yes. You just called it. I just saw that next month, about a month.
Oh, wow.
Maybe
will they call
to,
me, or do I have to pursue
month to
them?
5 weeks. Will they call you? It looks like a communication both way. You may need to do it. I don't know if you've done a follow-up type of communication with them, but that might be something that would help you. I see it as a good positive. There's also other possibilities as well, but they're all full time. So, but if you want to make this process more quickly pass, then I would follow up with them.
Okay.
So
great. Thank
yeah.
you.
Okay. Thank you for calling
You're
in.
Welcome.
And have a
good
really, really good
with
day.
The research.
Okay, you too. Thank you so much.
Okay, so we're coming close to the 7 minute mark. I wanted to
okay.
ask you if you had a message, a specific message that you wanted to kind of give out there in terms of what you focus on, what you want to focus on for people. You know, it's kind of your general feel of what there is to do, or you know, just your call to action. I know, I ask good questions,
well,
don't I?
my call to action to serve and to assist people in their growth as much as possible. And one of the things that is important to me is as well, and I kind of mentioned this earlier, is assisting people who can then go on to assist more people. And then it just becomes you know, like a wave of energy that goes outward. And so whatever I can do to start to enhance that growth, and so that it just is a healing wave that goes out, and then we as a people can start to be uplifted. And that's my goal for, you know, for what I do overall. And, of course, to help every individual person work through their challenges as well, challenges in their life or, you know, places where they're stuck. But the goal overall is to help people get to a place in their lives where they feel like they can help others. And that's what's
right.
really important to me.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. I think you have time for another caller. I'm going to grab this caller here, right here. Good morning. You're on the air with Angel Clark.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Hello, good morning.
Hi, my name is Tricia.
Hi,
it's Nancy and Clark, Angel Clark. Yeah, I would like
yes.
to ask a question. I moved up into a mountain community a few years back, and I'm just contemplating, is there a romantic interest in this on this mountain for me, or is it somewhere else?
Okay. Can I ask you a favor? Can you repeat your first name again?
It's Tricia.
Tricia, thank you. And I just want to make sure I heard your question. You're wondering if this mountain community is a place for you to stay or not?
It's more like in a romance. Is there something somebody that's on this mountain that I would be attracted to or going to connect with?
Okay.
I haven't really felt that line.
All right. Sure. I'll look at that. What's coming up is, as far as romance, I don't see this community that you're in as the place where you're going to find a relationship, and at least not in the near term, or even, within the next few years even. So I actually see you would have more opportunity to meet someone that you would be romantically compatible with outside of this community.
Oh, okay. How long do you think I will be living here in this community?
It would depend on your intentions, of course, and your choices. But you could be there anywhere from, it looks like, 3 months to 15 months.
Oh, okay.
And if you wanted, if you absolutely, didn't, you could stay there up to like 5 years is what I'm seeing. But it depends on how motivated you are to shift and change your life. And I can see that there's a little bit of hesitation because it seems like an awful lot to make the shift. But it's something that you can start to shift and change and work towards. And then it can start to become a reality for you. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Because, I know that there's not much time, but I went out the other night and it was more like to a group and they were all older and I stayed 10 minutes. It just felt so out of alignment to me. And I quite often think, I should go out. Mm-hmm. And then I go, well, there's nowhere that I feel aligned. I love my home and I love my, space to write in peace. And it's my bucket list of, doing up a house physically, mentally, emotionally. So I'm not finished with it yet. And I sort of feel like when I'm finished with it, one day I'll move on. But it's really more, where is the man that I can gravitate to? That's what's missing.
So the show is about to end. So I'm afraid we're going to run out of time here. My recommendation would be, if it's possible, maybe you can connect with Angel and maybe she can help you with this. Do you want to throw your website out there real quick? We've got about a minute left on the show.
Thank you so much, too.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a wonderful day. So, Angel, where can people get in touch with you in terms of online and phone number and email? Are you there? I think I may have lost Angel. Angel, are you there? Well, it looks like I may have lost Angel. Angel Clark, are you still there? No longer there? So Angel can be reached at energetictherapeutics.com. I'm looking forward to bringing her on another day. We had some technical things there at the end that kind of interrupted the program. I'm looking forward to seeing you here on the air next week for our next guest on Monday, and then Wednesday and Thursday here on Spirit Talk Radio. Have a fantastic Saturday morning and have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Take care and goodbye.